This is the message, Life Lessons for Corporate and Financial Excellence.
One thing I know about life is there are lessons to be learned. There are lessons to be learned. If you are fortunate enough to sit in a class like this or to be in a place where they will tell you about these life lessons, then you have an upper hand for against somebody who has never been privileged to learn these things. Now, if you do not learn these life lessons, there is something we call experience. You experience it. You will encounter these life lessons. And whenever you experience or encounter life lessons, there are costs that is involved. Now, the only difference between those that are learning the life lessons in life and those who are going to wait until they encounter the lessons, one, there's going to be a casualty. Those who are learning the lessons now, they will be ready to tackle the test when it comes their way because they have heard it before. And most of the time, they know the answer. Now, I would say that it's very important for you to be on the side where you learn the life lessons. Because if you do not learn the life lessons and you want to encounter it, it becomes experience, but experience will cost you something. Now, one thing about experience is because it costs you something, you'll remember it. And when you remember something or when you experience something, you become an expert in what you have experienced. Now, the only thing I will tell you, because this is life lesson and you are not going to physically encounter it, do not take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Because when you take it for granted, you're going to lose two time. You're sitting here, you're losing time. If you don't learn anything and you encounter it, it will cost you something. So it's like double punishment. So I want us to take note as we go. One of the things that I want to talk to you about is life is a journey. And in a journey, there are things that will come your way. Things that you did not ask for. Things that will come your way because it's just part of life. It's just like cost of living. There is a cost to live. So as long as you are on earth here, it will cost you to live. Now, talking about cost of living, the first thing that comes in your mind is money. Money actually is a servant. Money is a servant that we use to do the things that we cannot do for ourselves. So I'm not a builder, but I will need a house. I use money to get me what I cannot do. All what money does, money is a medium of exchange. Look at it like that. I want you to pay particular attention to this statement that I've made because I'm going to go somewhere with it. Let me come back to life. Life is a journey. You are going to meet a lot of stuff that you did not ask for. It will just bump into you. There are two things. It's either you're ready to face it or you are not ready and the stuff will overcome you. So in every time you have an opportunity, pay a particular attention to your surroundings. Pay particular attention to the people you meet and the things they say. Because nothing comes into your life for nothing. Everything that comes to your life is for a purpose. One, what value can I add to this life? Or what can I take out of this person? Two things. And do not take it for granted. Because there are things we can learn from people that we encounter. And I said that life will cost you to live. And I said money is just a medium of exchange. Now the next thing I want to talk to you about is communication. Communication is a medium of exchange. You need communication to enjoy life. Lack of money makes life difficult. Lack of communication makes life difficult.
Let me put in on another statement. Maybe that will help.
Lack of money makes life difficult. Lack of communication makes life difficult. Let's see. A little bit of money makes life difficult. A little bit of communication makes life difficult. I said, all what money does is money is a servant. Money will do for you what you cannot do for yourself. So if I want a house, I'm not a builder, I can use money to buy a house. If I want a car, I can build a car. I will use money to buy a car. So money is a servant. That's all money does. So we don't have to worship money, but we have to use money wisely. Communication serves the same purpose. It's a medium of exchange. We use communication to exchange ideas, to exchange thoughts. So lack of communication, life will be difficult. Now, it is so important to know how to communicate very well. Because it's like, do you know that there are some people who speak to corporations and they make $20,000 just speaking to corporations? They come, they speak an hour to a corporation, and after an hour, their check they give them is $20,000. When they speak to educational institutions, $10,000. About maybe a month or 2 months ago, I said I met a man. What he does is he speaks. And he was telling me this. $20,000 each time he stands in front of any corporation and speaks to them. He talks to them about bringing the best out of them. After an hour, he has a check of $20,000. Just communication. So communication is so important. It's a skill that you have to learn to be successful. It is a skill that you have to learn to be successful in corporate America. Now, when you are communicating to people, you have to slow down so that they can understand you. A communication happens between two people. There is a receiving end and there's one giving. When the one that is receiving is not understanding, it's a useless communication. Communication establishes our thoughts and bring to life what we are thinking. It's like the glimpse of our mind when we speak. When people listen to us, they can know how we think. So it is so important to learn the skill of communication. Now, because it's a skill, you have to learn it. You can't just become a great communicator. You have to learn how to communicate. And it takes effort from your end. It will not just happen. So because communication will not just happen, and you have to learn it, you have to have a plan. How I am, how do I get from here to there? How do I increase my vocabularies? One of the things that you need to do is to read more books. When you read more books, you will increase your vocabularies. So when you are speaking to people, you will not be doing things will just flow because you have words in your mind. The next thing is, listen to people who speaks well. In these days, if you are admirer of somebody, you can get their CD. There's something you can get about them that you can listen to. It is so important for us to learn the skill of communication. Now, the other thing is listening. How to listen. You know, most of us, we can talk, but our problem is we don't listen, or we don't know how to listen. Now, one of the things about listening is the connecting point to anybody. When you listen to people and they know that you are listening to them, that means you care. And when people know that you care, they care to do business with you. Somebody will say, well, I'm not in business. Well, you are in business. Remember last time we said each one of us is a product. Last time we said each one of us is selling our own product. Now, because each one of us is selling our own product, we are in a business for ourselves. Whether you are selling something tangible or not, you are in a business. Now, when you listen to people, that is the connecting point to that person. That person looks at you, looks at your eye, and like, boy, he or she really cares. Now, when people think you care, they will care to do business with you. Do you know that some marriages broke up to divorce because the man will not listen to the wife? The wife is talking, oh, okay. Go sit there and just watch TV. And that woman goes to work, and there's a co-worker. Has nothing, but will listen.
The girl will say stuff, and the co-worker will say, "Oh, that's amazing." Before you know, they're going out. Before you know, he's dumping the millionaire to go get somebody, and you'll be like, "What did she find in him?" Well, he listens. Did you hear what I said? Listening is a connecting point to the soul of human beings. When you listen to people, you are telling them that you care. And when you care for people, people will care to do business with you. Next thing is professional communication. Professional communication is communicating to your co-workers professionally. That means you use the terminologies that they understand and you treat them professionally. That is true verbal and written communication. Professional communication. Then we have something we call presentational communication. Presentational communication is what I'm doing now. Standing in front of people, presenting something to them so that they will understand. Presentational communication. And then we have personal communication. Personal communication is my personal stuff communicating to you. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, do not miss these three things. The person that needs to be treated, professional communication, don't go there spilling out all your personal communication. Man, you don't believe what happened at home. Please, don't do that. The person that needs to have personal communication, don't come home and say, "You don't believe what happened at work. Blah, 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 blah." They are not probably interested. So you have to understand these three communication lines: professional, presentational, and personal. And keep it as such. Now, because communication is so important in your life, it is a challenge to everybody to get a new word every week, a new vocabulary every week. A new vocabulary that you can use to express yourself every week. Now, if you start at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, you will have 52 new vocabularies. You know, there are some people who go through life and they use the same vocabulary from the time they finish college to the time they die. They don't learn nothing new. They don't read nothing. They don't listen to anybody. They're just in the whole world by themselves. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is corporate behavior. Corporate behavior goes beyond just acting up. It's the way you dress, the way you communicate, the way you do things. It's your manners. It's the corporate etiquette. How you treat your co-workers, how you respond to your bosses. For instance, today, I was going to a meeting, and from my office, I was going through a hallway, and I saw this young lady dressed nicely with a short sleeve, but she has an ugly tattoo right here. And I was like, Okay, just imagine, right? This girl works for you. And she's due for promotion. And today she came in. And you have never seen her arms before. And you saw her arms with one ugly tattoo. Like demon is about to come out of that arm. Now listen, I don't care how much you like that girl. You will start to think about the promotion. Workplace is not a place to show what you got. Reserve that for who loves it. So, corporate behavior goes not only beyond just talking. It's just the way you dress, the way you walk, the way you do everything. And all of that is part of corporate etiquette. The way you answer the phone, the way you talk to people, the way, you know, let me tell you another thing. I've been in a meeting where somebody will walk in the meeting and will say hi to two people and just neglect the rest of the people. That is not good corporate behavior. So, let's leave there. Let's go to corporate relationship. Corporate relationship is a key to everything. If you do not have a relationship with your boss, if you do not have a relationship with your co-workers, they don't care what happens to you. They don't care for you. If you don't have any relationship with your boss, and I learned this the hard way. I wasn't fortunate enough like you to get somebody to tell me this thing when I entered corporate America. So everything that I'm telling you is experience. I'm a hardworking guy, and my thing was I'll go and do my work. You dump on me, I'll just do it. If I have to stay up all night, I will do it. But I had no relationship with my boss. I had no relationship with my coworkers. I was just a working guy. I just come and I just do my work. I was a hardworking guy. But I didn't know that it takes more than hard working. So when we started having some problems at our work, and they needed to lay somebody off, guess who they lay off? They lay off the one who has no relationship with the boss. And that was me. Because she doesn't know me. Oh, well, she knows this guy. She doesn't know whether I have a wife, I have children. If he knows, she knows. We can't lay Dominic off. The wife just had a baby. And true, my wife just had a baby, Elijah, that time. So relationships are very important. Do you hear what I'm saying? Corporate relationship is very important. There's another relationship that is very dangerous. And that is romantic relationship. Romantic relationship are one of the most dangerous things. Unless you own the company, that's fine. If you do not own the company, it is very dangerous. And I will tell you why. Because it's a romantic relationship. Something might happen at home. And you're dating this person. You guys will bring it to work, spill over. You will decide to act normal. But he will decide to act a fool. But because you are connected, guess what? Both are going down. So I say, be careful. My rule is don't date at work. Please. Because that's a recipe for a bitter food. That's what I say. And I always tell people, if you guys got married somewhere, don't go look for the same job and work in the same company. Because the day that they will say we want to fire people and unfortunately they fire both of you, you are out of luck. So romantic relationship at workplaces is very dangerous. The next thing is celebrating victories. It is so good to reward yourself. So whether it's a small victory or a big victory, celebrate it. If there are some things that you have challenges doing and you've made a promise to yourself that you won't do it, and for about a week you didn't do it, celebrate it. It is so important to celebrate small and big victories. Now, one of the things that I want to talk to you about today, financial excellence. We said earlier today that money is just a medium of exchange. Money is a servant to us. And because money is a servant, we shouldn't have the mentality of serving money. Okay, serving money is not really bringing food to money, but because of money, you would do anything. That is serving money. Money will make you do anything. That should not be the matter. Now, financial excellence comes when you are operating at a level of excellence. And I'll explain to you. Every company is looking for an excellent employee. I have not seen a company that is advertising for an average employee. That we are looking for an average employee. Yes. And I've not seen any person who wants to go to a restaurant and say, well, we are looking for an average restaurant. And then when they get to the restaurant, we are looking for an average waiter. We are looking for average food. No. Every employer is looking for an excellent employee. And I will tell you why it is so important to operate at that level of excellence. When you operate at that level of excellence, you bring value to your skills. When you bring value to your skills, your employer will notice it. When your employer notices your value, you become an asset. Now, asset brings money. A liability is an average employee takes away money. Now, every employer is looking for an asset because they are in the business to make profit. So if you are operating at the level of excellence, you bring value to your skills, your employer will see that, you will become an asset, and because you are an asset, you are bringing something to the company, they will reward you accordingly. Have you seen that places there will be somebody who will say, I am quitting this job? And the manager would take him inside and say, please don't quit. What's the problem? What can we do for you so that you will stay? And when the person says this, they will make sure that they will correct that situation for the person. If the person happens to be an average employee, when the person says, I'm quitting, the manager will go to his office, close the door and say, hallelujah. Finally, he's gone. Did you hear what I'm saying? So, every company is looking for an excellent employee. Now listen to this. About 95% of people are average employees. 95% of every... It's amazing. So when you are an excellent employee, you just stand out. You don't have to speak. Everybody sees it. Your co-worker sees it. Your manager sees it. Other department sees it. You don't have to say nothing. You don't have to tell anybody I'm an excellent employee. No. It just speaks for you. Everywhere you enter, they say, here comes an excellent employee. Now, because there are so few excellent employees, every company is looking for that person. Anytime the supply is low and demand is high, what happens? Prices what? Goes up. So your value goes up just because you are an excellent employee. Because another company will pay you $20,000 just to have you. Because you are an asset. They know that if we have this gentleman or this woman or this girl or this young lady, she is going to bring in more value to us. She's going to what? Add value to our customers. And because of that, your bank account will begin to change. Just because you are an excellent employee. So excellent employees get rewarded for working at that level. And because they get rewarded, they enjoy financial excellence. Now, to be an excellent employee, you need so many other things to work for you. You have to communicate well. You should be able to speak, to express your thoughts and your opinion in a way that people can understand. What I do personally, I talk to people a lot at work. I know I have an accent, so when I speak, I slow down. I don't speak fast because I have an accent. It's foreign to their ears. So if I speak fast, it sounds like this. Huh? So I slow down so that they can understand me. The purpose of communicating is for you to be understood. If you are not understood, you have defeated the purpose. And anything that has no purpose, don't go anywhere. Do you understand? So when I speak very fast and the person who's receiving didn't understand me, what's the purpose? I got no purpose. I failed. And because I failed, I'm not going much further than where I stand. So you have to know your weaknesses, and you have to try to embrace it and find ways to get it better. The other thing that will help you to establish yourself as an excellent employee is the way you behave. Behaving is critical.